Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Leviticus 19:9. When you harvest your crops on your land, do not harvest all the way to the corners of your fields. If grain falls onto the ground, don't gather it up. Today we continue explaining the importance of understanding the abstract and the concrete nature of the words of God and our obedience. By way of review, we know that the abstract is the ideal. When we think of abstract, we should think generalities. The concrete is specifics. We embrace the ideal God gives us in His Word, and then we work it out in the details of our lives. In Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus gave us the great command, love God, and the second great command, which is like the first, love your neighbor, both abstract truths. One way my parents used to bring love your neighbor into the concrete was to provide hot, steamy Sunday dinners to elderly neighbors. Abstract, love your neighbor. Concrete, Cletus and Myrtle sent their son, David, next door to Ollie Mack's house with a plate of chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, and coleslaw. David loved doing that, by the way. In our Leviticus verse, we see where the farmer was told to leave the corners of the field when he harvested, and if grain fell to the ground while harvesting, to not pick it up. As we saw yesterday from Matthew 22:40, we understand the Old Testament more clearly when we see the rules and regulations as the concrete expression of God's love. God intends to care for the poor through the farmer. Something else happens in this Leviticus verse. We are given an example in a context of commerce of an advantaged person relating to someone who is disadvantaged. I believe that there is an abstract truth here that would carry over from 1500 BC to AD 2006. Maybe the next time we have the upper hand in a business transaction, we keep this in mind. Maybe we sell our used car to that struggling couple for a fair price, but less than what we could have demanded. In doing this, we embody God's expression of love for the occupants of earth. Dave Scott, LivingByTheWordsOfGod.com.